Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Aurora, Illinois, in the United States, we have Sister Kathleen Gallagher, the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Springfield. Her preaching today is entitled, We Are Enough.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter and John were going up to the temple area for the 3 o'clock hour of prayer. And a man crippled from birth was carried and placed at the gate of the temple called the Beautiful Gate every day to beg for alms from the people who entered the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked for alms. But Peter looked intently at him, as did John, and said, "Look at us." He paid attention to them, expecting to receive something from them. Peter said, "I have neither silver nor gold, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, rise and walk." Then Peter took him by the right hand and raised him up, and immediately his feet and ankles grew strong. He leaped up, stood, and walked around, and went into the temple with them, walking and jumping and praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the one who used to sit begging at the Beautiful Gate of the temple. And they were filled with amazement and astonishment at what had happened to him. The Word of the Lord. This reading is simple yet profound, old yet ever new, about them, yet about us. Once in a while, I have been with sisters or friends or co-workers who were steeped in hard work, challenging things, exhausting projects. Then out of the blue, someone hears from the Holy Spirit, and we hear her remarking, "We are enough." It's great. Peter, disciple and follower, regular guy yet somehow special, temporarily stymied, yet suddenly sure, he proclaims, "I have neither silver nor gold, but what I do have I give you." And we know the rest. Is this not a blueprint for us who call ourselves disciples? We are enough. We have neither silver nor gold, but what we have we will give. And we have more than silver or gold. We have the name of Jesus. When do we need to give this? At every turn, at every calling, at every situation needing someone or something or healing or peace. Our world shows us that silver and gold, weapons and violence, power over, arrogance, none of these are what can really, really help. What anyone or any situation needs is the name of Jesus. The needs of children are often met by very simple measures. Sit with them. Look at them. Listen to them. Appreciate their littleness. Thank them for whatever. They know that neither silver nor gold will satisfy. They respond when the response is the name of Jesus as exemplified in looks, hugs, whispers, time spent, and gratitude voiced. Let us be Peter. Let us feel that we are enough. If we are stuck and don't know what to do, we will call on the Holy Spirit, and our nerve and courage will surface. And with the strength of the Holy Spirit, we will call out, "In the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, rise and walk." And walking, we will all be.